I will say this, and if you want to talk to other guys and get their perspective on things, please do. I will give you my honest perspective, but it is subjective. So another thing that happened even before, you know, Frank was sort of railroaded out of the band is that I brought a song to the group called Turning In. It's a really cool song. And, you know, I wanted Jim to sing it. And he said, no, I don't really feel that. You need to sing that one. I'll just play percussion on this. And so we played it. I think we did play it at Bookies. And we played it at the Silverbird, I distinctly remember. Played it those two times, and I don't think we ever played it a third time because, you know, both times that we performed it, the place went wild. People loved this song. I mean, the place just exploded. And I felt kind of weird about it because it's like, well, you know, I really want Jim to sing this song. But, you know, it was then announced that, oh, no, we're dropping that song from our repertoire. It's like, okay, I think I see what's going on here. And, you know, don't speak ill of the dead. And Jim and I finally did end up reconciling after the fact. But, you know, it really made me, you know, as I said, I really value honesty and I really value just like flat out integrity in a musical group. Like I'm in a band now with some much younger guys and my wife plays electric violin and, you know, there's no egos in this group. And I thought that's how the Zooks were too. You know, I mean, we all were very confident about what we did and we could all, you know, we all had very healthy egos, but we all just wanted to make the best sound we could possibly make. And it's like, you know, if somebody had a great idea or if somebody told me, I don't like what you're doing on the guitar there, it's like, it might initially sort of, you know, make me feel a little miffed, but then I'd say, well, you know, I'll change it, you know, and then a lot of times somebody had a better idea than I had, you know, and so it really stuck in my craw that Jim was, you know, coming from a place of real just kind of naked ego on that. And it's like, man, come on, you know, it's our band. People love this song. Why wouldn't we continue to play this song that people absolutely love? But so that was sort of like the first thing. And then the second thing was Frank being railroaded out of the band. And, you know, over time, I mean, let's face it, it was circa 1980. There was a lot of coke floating around. I never liked coke myself. I'm hyper enough, as if you can't tell already. I'm hyper enough without stimulants. And, you know, there was a lot of coke. And I think coke, unfortunately, frequently turns people into real assholes. And, you know, things just got weirder and weirder in the band, and there were more and more kind of little weird ego issues going on. And boy, I'm trying to think of any more. It's kind of lost in a haze to me, you know. I,